The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. And, of course, you understand that the Power Mall is now open since we're in Central Time from 8 to 4 today, 877-817-9829. Take advantage of the sales we have. And you can talk to Power Hour Jay. She's there. And for those of you that want to become overinformed like me, they all are. I have to just, one of our callers said one of his friends was listening to the show and declared that I was overinformed because we were talking about the jab and everything and what it was doing to people, and they didn't want to listen. Of course, that was prick their ears. Oh, no. Couldn't handle that. Well, you've got another culprit out there, and this is the thing. I was pushing Dow Chemical's buttons on the show this morning because they created plastic and bragged about it. Oh, we have a whole new convenient way to drink bottled water. Isn't that right, Dr. Mark Richards? Welcome to the show. Handsome guy, right, man. Is it the testosterone that makes you look that good?
I hope so. I need all the help I can get.
No, you don't. Hey, folks, come on. We're live streaming this thing if you want to watch. It'll be on Rumble later, so you can watch this interview. Dr. Mark Richards has written an article of interest, Nanoplastics in Our Bloodstream. Why am I not surprised? I mean, is this what's causing people to be congested? I mean, explain how it got there.
All right. Well, as we were talking about earlier, I wrote a book that has this as one of its foundational pillars called Nobody Wants You Healthy. And before we get into that, let's talk about those micro and nanoplastics. It turns out 1965, when we developed plastics and changed the world from where you had car seat choices of cloth or leather and where you had IV choices of glass bottles and rubber tubes and metal needles to this wonderful world where we can have everything made out of plastic, we were ignorant to the fact that plastics are tremendously powerful hormone disruptors. Not necessarily the pieces of plastic themselves, but the chemicals that make them act like plastics that are in each compound of plastic. And so we are now surrounded by plastic. There's plastics in the air on every continent. There's plastics in your water. Water bottles, as you mentioned, have more plastic, microscopic plastic in it than even tap water. And 95% of tap water in the U.S. has plastic in it. Mm. The chemicals that make plastics act like plastics, which suppress your hormones severely, are in things like vinyl flooring. They're in, and it can get absorbed through your skin, by the way. It's in sunblocks, shampoos, makeup. It's in many things. So it's very difficult to avoid it. To the point where if you're eating, you know, a grass-fed nice steak and you're thinking you're doing a great job, it's organic, grass-fed, no chemicals have touched it, 100% of that meat is going to have microscopic plastic in it because the cow's eating grass, and of course the air is raining microscopic plastic everywhere. So the cow eats it, it gets into its bloodstream. Similar with humans, when we found that if you just do microfiltration of humans and look for microplastics, over 80% of the blood samples had plastic circulating in our blood. And if you really went down smaller to nanoplastics, which are extremely small amounts that are just an atom or two, they found that probably 100% of us have it because it can go straight through your skin. It doesn't need to be inhaled to be absorbed. It doesn't have to be eaten to be absorbed. Just contact and it'll go through into your skin. And that brings us to the article that you caught your attention. And that is a study by Italian scientists. And they looked at people that were having what's called a carotid endarterectomy. And that's just a fancy name for when the blockage of the arteries that go up to your brain that are on either side of your neck get too severe, a surgeon will go in and do a Roto-Rooter, basically take out that blockage, open up the artery, sew it back up, and, you know, hopefully prevent you from having a stroke. So they took the samples. And when they took the samples, They put them in a lab and examined them using various techniques, and they found that 60% of those plaques, those blockages, had microscopic plastic in it or nanoplastic in it. They found 40% didn't. So that raises a really big question we'll look at later. But then they followed these people for another almost 3 years. And what they found was that the people that had plastic inside their blockages had a 450% higher rate of death, heart attacks, and strokes over that little bit of less than 3 year time period, which was stunning, right? Stunning. So we know the chemicals and plastics are killing us and causing chronic disease. We know that we can't avoid getting microscopic plastics in our system. We know that 100% of placentas in pregnant women have microscopic or nanoplastic in it. So why did 40% of this group not have plastic in their blockages? It's unknown. And I think that's an important thing to know, especially since if you have plastic in there, you have a 4.5 times higher rate of death over the next 3 years. It's just crazy.
It is. But the thing is that when they do these clearing, you're saying that they actually cut into the carotid artery?
Yes.
And so, I mean, they don't put them on bypass during that procedure, do they?
That, you know what? You're thinking right along the lines of a surgeon there. Yes, of course they do.
Well, I did some time in med school, but I'm just, like I said, it's just one of those things where I'm thinking of that, and my God, they're going to cut into the carotid artery. I mean, I'm thinking to Nicole Brown Simpson, and you get sliced up, man, you're throwing blood everywhere. Because the arteries pulse with the heartbeat. So I'm just kind of like, wow, that's pretty intense stuff.
during my surgery training, of course, I did these procedures. And yes, you take basically a plastic tube and you put it above the blockage and you slide it across and down below the blockage. And then you put a clamp around it, both above and below, so that the only blood flowing is through that plastic tube. And that allows you to cut open the bad section, peel out the blockage, and then sew it up. And then at the very end, yes, you pull out the plastic tube. You don't just leave it in there.
Yeah, well, plastic to get rid of plastic.
I know.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. It is a crazy situation. We'd love to get rid of plastic. You know, in my book, I talk about the problem with plastic is that the most abundant hormone in men and women their whole life is testosterone. And testosterone is not a sex hormone. Testosterone is the oldest hormone of animal life. And it prevents inflammation, which, causes heart attacks and strokes. It controls metabolism, which, helps prevent diabetes and obesity. It allows you to build bone, build muscle. It allows your brain to function properly, because when your brain doesn't have adequate testosterone, it can't have its neurons function properly. It gets inflamed, and things like just thinking or processing memories gets impaired. Now, this is one of the reasons why we have rampant PTSD, because you can't process events according to historical memories, and they keep on recirculating the traumatic ones and don't get processed. So there's 25% of adult women are on antidepressants, and really the majority of them just have a testosterone deficiency.
And here I thought, Dr. Mark, that this was something that one of my listeners who knew that you were going to be on was asking me about estrogen, being deficient in estrogen. And I'm like, hasn't estrogen been pretty much now exposed as a problem child?
So, your listener actually brings a very good question that I do address in my book, but I'm going to address more on your show right now. Both men and women and almost every cell require estrogen. Estrogen in the bloodstream does not cross into the cell. Hmm. Estrogen is a fertilizer. Testosterone's a weed killer. Okay, you need both of them to have a really functional, beautiful lawn or crop or whatever. But 100% of the estrogen, whether you're male or female, that is inside each cell, such as your bone cells to make bone grow, 100% of that estrogen is made inside each cell from testosterone. So in fact, when you have a testosterone deficiency, you also end up having an intracellular estrogen deficiency as well. there's no reason to ever give anybody estrogen because it doesn't go from the bloodstream into your cells. But if you want to improve, let's say, bone density to prevent osteoporosis, you want to make sure you give testosterone so that the bone cells can make all the estrogen they need. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, I'm just wondering, though, Dr. Mark, is any of this from what you were saying the last time you were on the show, and we were talking about Nobody Wants You Healthy and the book and the fact that there, you know, are clinics out there that actually we were talking about the procedure, about how they inject the pellet into your either your love handle or your behind. And the cost of this, is it ever going to come down to where people can just, you know, customarily go? And there's a lot of these clinics now that are the T clinic, you know, and I don't know if the testosterone, this is another thing that one of our other listeners called me on and said, man, you know how expensive that stuff is. Why don't I just go to these clinics where they claim that they'll put you on a prescription of whatever? Are they as good as what you're recommending?
The short answer is no. There are clinics that use pellets. I try to teach doctors whenever I get a chance on how to do this procedure. I'm certainly not trying to keep it secret. Mm-hmm. And I try to teach them the science behind it so that they can understand what they're doing. Some of the clinics are improperly trained where they're giving estrogen pellets to women. So that's just, there's no basis for that. That's not physiologic, and there's no point in a woman's life where she has sustained high levels of estrogen. That's just bad. It causes water retention, fat retention, breast enlargement, you know, increases risk of cancer. There's no reason to do that. So that's one thing that should be gotten out of there. Second thing is some of these clinics will prescribe injections or creams. And we know that, for example, topical creams only are take you to a therapeutic level one out of every five applications. So they're not really worth much. And when they are at a therapeutic level, you're only there for about 5 or 6 hours. Testosterone is such a key hormone because it controls all these other cytokines and hormones that control, like I said, metabolism, tissue repair, all that sort of thing, that it needs to have a steady state availability. So when you give an injection, you spike up way high, and then your body, for example, will typically overproduce estrogen, and that'll make people irritable and aggressive because estrogen is the anger, aggression, irritability hormone. And then after a couple days, that level comes down, and they're feeling pretty good for a few days, and then the last several days before their next injection, they're feeling like they're dragging around and unhappy or depressed or lethargic again. So that is not a good solution because it's not a steady state. So the only steady state availability of testosterone is the one that's been used since 1939 in this country, and it's testosterone pellets, which are compressed crystalline testosterone that's about the size of a Tic Tac. And you're right. In women, we numb up a little area of the buttock skin. We make a little 2-millimeter poke in the skin, use a metal straw and a plunger and put it in the fat, and then put a little skin tape over it. And men, we do this in the love handle because genetically, a male will not have fat in his upper outer buttock unless he's overweight and out of shape. Once they're on testosterone a few times, that tends to go away, and it's just muscle there, and you don't want to be sticking these pellets in muscle. Women, by contrast, are designed genetically, and they will always have that little fat pad in the upper outer buttock where it's a good place to put these pellets. So men typically should be getting it in the love handle. Women should be getting it in their buttock. There's a lot of science behind it that, you know, would be over information for the listeners on this. But I spend about 8 hours with my doctors when I train them. I'm having a course, as a matter of fact, this Saturday for doctors. I keep the course less than 10. And so they can ask questions. And they need 8 hours because I need to show them the science and explain how we were improperly educated, in some cases just deliberately misinformed, as to what's involved in testosterone, how it creates estrogen, how it controls inflammation. What are all the pathways? What are the studies that have shown this? How come low testosterone doubles your death rate over the next 5 years? You know, these are important things that they need to relearn because nobody ever taught us in med school. And the reason why I have a strong hunch is because there's a lot of money in chronic disease. Huh. And yeah, right? 90% of pharmaceutical revenue comes from treating but never preventing or curing chronic disease. 90% of the 29% of the federal budget spent on healthcare is for chronic diseases. And this is a treatment that would reduce chronic diseases by probably over 50%, which would be a huge hit for pharma. It would be of great benefit to taxpayers. But, you know, when you have pharma funding the politicians that have to pass the budget, there's sort of a conflict of interest there that is pretty apparent.
No doubt. And see, the thing is that, you know, I'm looking when you're talking about all this stuff and the bioidentical hormone thing, because you see these, we make bioidentical hormone creams and you rub it on your stomach. And you're basically telling me that that's a short term, short lived process that falls right into that category of stuff that really doesn't work.
Yes. I mean, you know, probably anything is better than nothing.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at a 22% rate of this cream actually getting you to a therapeutic level, and then it's only therapeutic for, you know, a third of the day or a quarter of the day on the days it does work, that's not really satisfactory to restore health to anybody. And that's why pellets, I mean, they're the oldest method of delivering testosterone. They do sustained delivery for 4 months in men and 3 months in women. And yes, so when you're looking at cost, if you look at the cost, what's 4 months of cream versus the cost of one in pellet insertion, it starts to even out. The difference is that the insurance companies, which of course benefit when you're ill because they can raise premiums, do not cover those pellets or cover only partial pellets. They typically don't cover them in women. They may cover it to a certain dollar amount in men. But not at a rate that's actually affordable for the physician to provide that appropriate therapy. Yeah. So it's difficult. I understand, you know, in my area, which is Washington, D.C. area, the cost of salaries is much higher. The cost of rental is much higher, you know, supplies, utilities, all that sort of thing. So for my patients, currently I'm charging $1,100 every 4 months for men and $550 every 3 months for women. I have a colleague in Ohio, in Dayton, Ohio, and she charges maybe $700 every 4 months for men, and she charges, you know, less than $300 every 3 months for women. But if I'm paying $45 a square foot for rent and she's paying $8 a square foot for rent, you can understand why there's this big price difference. If you go to Manhattan, yeah. I have colleagues I've trained up there, and they're charging, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 for the insertion in men every 4 months, and 1,000 or more every 3 months for women. So it really is a law of economics, and nobody's trying to gouge anybody. It's just the cost of practicing in these different locales is huge.
So it's not necessarily the cost of the pellet. It's the cost of education. It's the cost of the procedure and learning how to do it, because I'm sure in these classes that you go around the country, or you do this on webinar, and you teach these people what they need to know. You say that it's 10 in a class. So I'm assuming, and I may be speaking out of turn here, that these doctors come to you to learn to this stuff. Is that right?
That's correct. And there is a tuition payment that they pay me to do it. And it's not super high. As a matter of fact, you know, it's less than what it would cost, than the revenue they would get from one couple doing treatment for a year. So if they get one male and one female for a year, they've already recouped the cost of their course. And, you know, I expect wherever they are, they'd get hundreds of people to sign up, because once you start feeling good and you can think again and you're not depressed and you're not irritable and you're sleeping, you know, and you feel like going to the gym and your joint pain's gone, or maybe you have an autoimmune disease and that's improving, these are sort of things that the patients see. There's no way they're ever going to stop.
But you actually monitor post-injection how these people are doing. I mean, that's part of the responsibility, because all of a sudden, if what you're saying is true and your hormones balance out, people would be humping like jackrabbits. Well, I mean, for lack of a better term, I mean, it would improve your sex life.
That's a funny misconception, because everybody thinks testosterone is the sex hormone.
I know. See, and that's I had to throw it out there, because there are people out there that are thinking that very thing.
Well, let me put it to you this way. If you're feeling lousy, if you're depressed,
I feel like it.
You're not going to feel like having sex, right?
No.
So what I find in the majority of my patients is that once I restore their testosterone level, their sex drive goes back to what it was when they were in their 20s. Okay? So that, you know, it depends. Some people in their 20s wanted to have sex three times a day. Some people in their 20s wanted to have sex twice a month. So the ones that wanted it twice a month, I can give them testosterone. They're still not going to feel like having it more than twice a month. I mean, they certainly can. You know, they'll be healthy and they can have sex every day if their partner wants to do it. But they're not going to feel like having it more than twice a month. And of course, the ones that wanted it several times a day back in their 20s, they're going to have a libido issue that hopefully they can deal with.
Well, see, and the bigger problem is Japan just passed this Anti-Loneliness Act. Because literally with everything that they did during this lockdown with COVID and everybody's wearing a mask and nobody's communicating and they all are basically taught to hibernate, nobody's procreating. And so, I mean, this is a psychological thing as well. But then now they have to pass a law. You know, you have to treat these people and we have a social responsibility. And I'm like, no, you've escaped the social norm when you told everybody to stay in their house and not communicate with each other. And now they have a population decline. And we have to look at this thing suspiciously and say, that was by design. You wanted people to be like this. And now you got to pass a law to fix it.
I don't know. I think in some countries, yes, they absolutely did all this because they could get, you know, an unconstitutional authoritarian control powers. I think in other countries like Japan, that's been struggling with a population deficit for generations, this is absolutely not what they wanted because, you know, there won't be any more Japanese. And so that's a problem. Right? Now, plastics is taking care of the problem for us. Infertility rates are so high. They are so high that they predict by 2050, most all conception is going to be in vitro.
Mm.
When I was on a national security panel, and we were talking about how plastics and the low testosterone is affecting national security. And it affects it in two huge ways. One, it affects it economically, because when you have people with cognitive issues where they're not thinking properly and mental disorders, you know, depression, anxiety, those sort of things, they really can't focus efficiently on getting their jobs done, making their companies or their jobs productive. So that's one thing. The second thing is that the 19 to 35-year-old men in this country have such a severe deficiency that 40% of them have a significant testosterone deficiency. So 40% of the 19 to 35-year-olds, that's where we take our recruits from, right? And you look at them and, you know, 80% of adults are obese or overweight. But you look in that group and well over 50% are obese or overweight. So that cuts your selection process down. If you look at diabetes and pre-diabetes, you know, 50% of adults are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We look at children, you know, like 12 to 19, you know, almost a third of them are diabetic or pre-diabetic. So these are real issues, real national security issues, and it's health issues. If you look at the budget of the country, when you spend 16% of your budget on military and 29% on healthcare, and most of that healthcare dollar, like I said, is going to treat chronic diseases but not prevent them, there's a huge problem ahead. You know, this is a accelerating rate around a curve that's covered in ice, and we're going to go off the rails. You know, the second biggest expenditure is, I believe, Social Security. That was 22%. So we can't keep doing this. There's going to come a point where even though nobody wants you healthy because it's profitable for everybody, the politicians, the regulators, the insurance companies, the hospital systems, the pharmaceutical industry, at some point, the existence of the nation is going to have to take priority, and we're going to have to do this treatment to go ahead and stop the chronic diseases accelerating and actually reduce them by 50%. And we're going to have to actually mandate that phthalates and other endocrine disruptors that are in plastic can no longer be used. Now, cleaning up the plastic, that's probably a multi-generational issue. But we got to start on it at some point. But treating the chronic diseases they're causing is something we need to start on yesterday.
No doubt. Eric in Missouri, you're on the phone with Dr. Mark Richards. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's bioidentical, where do you get this testosterone? People donate it, or how do you come up with the testosterone? And I was just wondering, on the plastics we already have in our body, did you explain how to get that out of there without having your surgery? And Also, I was just listening to Anthony Chafee, and he mentioned a book called The Great Con of Plants by Jane Buxton. He says we should be eating more fatty beef and meat and ruminants, and this low carbs is what we need to be focusing on. Anyway, I don't know if you have time to talk about that, but I was just wondering where it comes from and how do you come up with that stuff if it's natural.
Okay. Yep.
Appreciate it, Eric. Thanks for your call.
This brings to mind a funny story, and I think it's in my book. I don't know if I put it in or it got cut out, but way back in the late 1800s, people looking to enhance their testosterone would find vagrants on the street and remove their testicles and implant them in wealthy people that were paying for the privilege of having that, thinking that would improve their testosterone levels. But we don't do that. No. So bioidentical means that molecularly, it's the same exact structure as the testosterone that we make as humans. So testosterone is a ring of carbons, and then there's some different atom groups on top of it, and that's what the compound testosterone is. We manufacture that by extracting the ring from yams, because they're very cheap to grow, and 118 different vegetables make this ring. And then in a lab, there's about six steps where you put on carbon groups and methyl groups and hydroxyl groups, and it turns it into testosterone. So that's what we mean by bioidentical. We mean it's molecularly identical to what we manufacture. So, no, it doesn't come from anything living. That's your first question. The second question is, how do you get rid of plastics in your body? And that's a really excellent question, and I think that's not answerable at this point. You can do things to get rid of the chemicals and plastics in your body. You can have lots of fiber to bind it in your gut. You can go into saunas or infrared saunas and sweat. It'll come out. These endocrine-disrupting chemicals or hormone-disrupting chemicals come out in your sweat at a higher level. You could exercise and sweat. That would do it too. You might be able to take supplements that improve metabolism, like glutathione, liposomal glutathione, which also pulls plaques out of your arteries. That's an interesting pathway that testosterone activates. So I actually have patients that had plaques in their arteries, and they were on testosterone for 5 or 6, 7 years. And just like in the animal model, the plaques disappear. Now, any calcifications remain, because it doesn't do anything about the calcium. But in the animal model, it pulled the cholesterol right out of the plaques. And I've seen that in some patients. But nobody will do the human study, because you can imagine the devastation that would have on medications for cholesterol and heart disease. So nobody's doing that study. So I don't think the actual particles themselves you're going to be getting out of your system. I don't know how it would happen. And then your last question was on, can you remind me?
We're all of a sudden there's the music.
Okay.
Which means Saved by the Bell.
There you go.
As it were. Dr. Mark Richards, it is always a pleasure having you on this show. We get enlightened so much by your contributions to your society and what you do. Everything makes sense, folks, as far as the economy and our Congress and what they're not doing. So in the interim, I mean, it was a blessing having you on. You keep up doing the Lord's work, and we appreciate you. We'll have you back on again soon, hopefully.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
God bless. In the meantime, folks, we'll be back after the break with more news and your phone calls. Stay with us.
And we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
9829. 33 minutes out to the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are in this Thursday. Yeah, one more day, and tomorrow is Friday. For obvious reasons, because that's the way the calendar's set up. We've had those explanations. That was interesting talking to Dr. Jim Staley yesterday, wasn't it? We have to have him back on the show post April 8th and see what his take is now and what he's heard from folks. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. If you want to call in and comment anything we're talking about today, there is a consumer guide that's published an annual report on pesticides in foods, and it's reporting some very sobering numbers. Almost three-fourths of non-organic vegetables and fruit were found to contain toxic pesticides in unacceptable amounts, with some rating quite high. And here's what we're talking about. I mean, these are typically applied to crops while they're growing to ward off insects and other pests, which is one of the reasons why I have always insisted you figure out a way. And I don't, wherever you are, if you happen to be in rocky soil and you can't grow normally, raised bed gardening is it. I have to do that where I'm at. No way around it. You're going to have a lot of raised bed garden space, and it might be a little more expensive, and you may have to cover it to keep the critters out. I've been seeing some interesting videos out there about taking a piece of rebar and sticking it in the corners, and you can actually make... take a piece of PVC and you can drill a hole in it and you can actually water your plants and keep them all covered to keep the critters out. I mean, it's pretty cool, some of the stuff that raised bed gardeners can do, but Dirty Dozen list published by this group, EWG. Non-organic versions are going to show the highest amounts of pesticides and fungicides. Strawberry, spinach, kale, mustard greens, collard greens, grapes, peaches, pears, nectarines, apples, bell peppers and hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, green beans. I don't know about you. You know, the Clean 15 list identifies conventionally grown fruits with the lowest pesticide residues, which, I don't know, relatively safer options. Sweet corn, avocados, pineapple, onions, papaya, sweet peas, asparagus, honeydew melon, kiwi, cabbage, watermelon, mushrooms, mango, sweet potatoes, and carrots. Interesting how that. The problem with corn, for example, the non-organic type or GMO. Wow. That's why we recommend growing your own food with Heaven's Harvest non-GMO seeds. They are one of our partners. So you got to understand how that works and why doing your own thing. I was visiting my local farm out here because they have farmers markets and they have people that have several acres and they put up like four or five greenhouses. And I was having a conversation with the guy that was running it. And I said, you know, I said, it would seem to me like if you had to close your doors and not sell to anybody else that these four greenhouses, and I mean, these are big ones, this would produce enough food to feed you and your spouse for a year if you canned a lot of this stuff or could figure out a way to freeze it in the event of a grid down situation. Don't know how that would work unless you have some sort of a fruit cellar, and good luck with that if you live in rocky soil, right? And he said, yeah, the space that we have here so far that we cultivate, and you got to realize, too, with all of this petrochemicals that they're spraying in the atmosphere, yeah, you really need to pay very close attention if you're doing any kind of greenhouse gardening, because that would seem to me like the savior of all of this stuff. So however it happens, however you do it, you know, you're going to have a little bit of space. I know Marjorie Wildcraft talked about the space of three parking lots, car spaces, you know, and then you could grow enough veggies that way. You'd have to be doing this on a regular basis. It's the only thing I can think of. We told you yesterday in the Second Amendment about the number of background checks that the FBI was doing. Was over a million of people that were buying guns. Every time they try to take away our guns and this illegal immigrant thing gets out of control. And whether it's, you know, an illegal immigrant or somebody out there that's just a problem child, we have a story out of St. Louis Road. KDSK was reporting Madison County in Illinois, an intruder with a previous aggravated battery charges against him, two of them, as a matter of fact, one of them for just about gouging a cop's eyeball and breaking a security officer at a hospital's leg, caused him to fall, break his leg and ankle last year. Cases are pending. Guy's name is 31-year-old Jonathan J. Gagan, Collinsville, Illinois. Police know who he is. Collinsville is about 20 minutes northeast of St. Louis. He decides to show up at a house on the 500 block of St. Louis Road this week. Officers found a male when they showed up lying wounded on the home's porch. Officers gave aid until local EMS took over, but Gagan died, DRT, died right there. Madison County Sheriff's Office took over the investigation because a family of the homeowner is a part-time Collinsville police employee. So the homeowner asked Gagan to leave the residence front porch, but Gagan refused. He was trying to come in their front door. And the homeowner said, you can't come in here. But Gagan opened the storm door and said the homeowner would have to shoot him if he didn't want him coming in his house. So that's what the homeowner did. Better be careful what you wish for. That's exactly what happened. One shot hit him in the chest. Another resident in the house called 911 immediately. 911. And died right there. So they're investigating, but I really seriously doubt. I mean, look at you just saved the taxpayers a whole bunch of money. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. You're not coming in here. Yeah, it's kind of like the three little pigs. You know, see, back then when they wrote that story about the three little pigs, they weren't carrying AR-15s. And this is a 44 Magnum.
It'll the most powerful handgun in the world. It'll blow your head clean off. Now you have to ask yourself.
See, they're little pigs aren't in a situation like that, are they? But we are. Tim in Michigan, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, two things. Something to consider when we're talking about the earthquakes and the eclipse. The difference between back in the early 1800s and today, 2024, all through that area, and Stan Baio talked about this, was a lot of major fracking going on. And he was questioning, yeah. He was like, we're fracking this major rock, and now we're lubricating it. And he said, are we setting ourselves up for a major earthquake by doing this? A little shake becomes even bigger. Just wanted to throw that out there. And two, I wish I could have talked to your doctor. I had a friend, 40 years of research and development at Pfizer, and he was in the heart division. And a friend of ours had open heart surgery clogged up, and we were golfing and talking about this. And he said, you know, he says, we can hardly get a dog. We have to clamp the dog's arteries so tight to get their arteries to clog. Like, he's like, but yet humans clog up so quickly. And we didn't get into it much more than that, but it was just like, why the dog's heart? Why do we have to force their vein to clog up? It's just throwing that out there. You might have found that interesting. But also 40 years of research and development, people, just 5 years before he retired, when they switched to an Italian ownership, the CEO came over and told him, we're done trying to cure stuff, people. We are now going into treatment. And he was physically depressed over that, because he spent 40 years looking for cures for people to try to help them with heart issues. But I just wanted to share about it. But that fracking thing, when you were talking about, I thought Stan Dale was warning us. And are they going to use this eclipse to use the energy weapons? Because remember, the God wars is what they call it. Because you can't, you kill a lot of people and blame it on God. God caused the earthquake. That's all I had today, Dave. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim. And the thing is I think Dr. Mark Richards would have been enamored with the question, but he actually asked and answered. Objection, Your Honor, asked and answered. The thing is that, Tim, he did say that now everything has gone into a shift of treating chronic conditions and making money, which makes all the sense in the world for what you just said. Oh, my gosh. Jeff, does that mean we're all overinformed?
I was gonna say greetings. I had a couple things to say. I was gonna say greetings to all you wonderful people like Tim and Brady and Sherry and the ones that called you, all you wonderful overinformed people. Thank you so much for your input. But anyway, Dave, greetings from the land of Tyson Chicken out here in Western Carolina. My question was, Dave, did you hear about what Chick-fil-A is doing, or did you already hear about this? I know it happened a few weeks ago.
Did you already hear about it? Yeah, we talked about it on the show because they are getting away from the all natural, no hormones and all that stuff. They're getting away from it, and now they're going to start putting that garbage in the chicken. And if you really think people were paying attention, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. And I was going to mention to Dr. Mark Richards, as long as you were talking about plastics and crap in the food, here's the thing. McDonald's chicken nuggets, it was known a long time ago. Those suckers are made out of plastic. Why would people eat them? You know, why would they give them to the kids? Because it's the golden arches and kids go, Mommy, McDonald's, let's go eat fries. Let's make J.R. Simplot even richer than he already is. And the problem is that even those have now proven to been chemically treated. So I got to ask myself why America is so enamored with, given what Mark Richards just said, why are they so damn enamored with fast food?
Yeah. Well, I got a question. The thing about the topic, Dave, is, Chick-fil-A, I used to really like Chick-fil-A, and I always considered them a Christian. They were supposedly based on Christian values, closed on Sunday and all this other stuff. And it's like now all these people are caving in. They might as well just go ahead and be open on Sunday. What does it matter anymore, you know?
Yeah, I get it. If you're going to violate one tenet of your successful business model, why not just violate them all? I get that.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. You're not going to stand up strong. But then one more thing, Dave. I know it is good to get out and have a date night with your wife and take her out to dinner and so forth, but I guess your best option really, even if you're out and about in the work field or whatever, I guess your best option if you have to do it is stop at these mom and pop places. Do you think I'm correct on that? And I'll get off the phone, Dave. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for your call. Boy, that was quick, too. You heard the beep. Here's the thing. Going out to the mom and pops, some of the mom and pops, and I guess, you know, you go on places like nextdoor.com, and because that's local, that's community, and you talk to people and you ask them where you went and was the food any good, because some of the restaurants that are out there, especially the corporate places, like the difference that what Jeff was talking about, the mom and pop versus the corporate, the mom and pop. As you know, before COVID hit and a lot of these places got shut down, everybody was going to the mom and pops because the food was always better because they took care and took pride in what they were doing. Corporate, they don't care. It's all about the bottom line. It's not about your reputation. They don't care because to them, it's a numbers game. That makes sense? I hope so. Good God, don't let us be overinformed now and go out and make stupid decisions. Keep taking your kids to McDonald's and getting chicken nuggets here. Have a plastic nugget. While you're at it, here, eat a Tide Pod. I mean, stupid is as stupid does, folks. I mean, it's just the way it is. You know what I'm thankful for? Knowledge is power. That's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the fact that you all out there are smart enough to do your research and ask questions. That's what I'm thankful for. When it comes to what else the government could be possibly hiding, because the CDC is now releasing hidden COVID-19 vax jab injury data reports. Now they are. 780,000 reports were received right after the vaxes were rolled out. That's what they call them. Because, see, people who are listening to this story, when you say jab or shot, clot shot, kill shot, whatever, they don't understand. Oh, the COVID-19 vaccines and the boosters. Oh, that what you're... Yeah, but see, that's the only thing people understand. They got to give it a false label because that's part of the big lie. So you got 780,000 reports that were received shortly after these vaccines were rolled out, and they were showing people experienced a wide range of post-vaccine problems like heart inflammation, miscarriages, and seizures. Loss of consciousness and seizure immediately following injection, went to ER by ambulance. One person reported, another stated diagnosed with Bell's palsy today due to left-sided facial numbness and paralysis. People lodged a report with VSAFE. This is a text message system created by the CDC to monitor for possible side effects of the vaxes. So as long as people are listening to the story, oh, God forbid you would be underinformed and you would reject this. Oh, no, no, the government said these were safe and effective, and so did my doctor, so I'm going to go with what they said. Yep, that's what we call BBD, you know, Bravo, Bravo, Delta, for those of you military out there. BBD, brainwashed by doctors. Oh, but the doctor said so. He's wearing the white coat. Yeah, they're coming to take me away. Yeah, stupid is as stupid does, people. Now, it's no wonder that all of you overinformed out there understand exactly what was going on here, because if the CDC declined to make this VSAFE data public, instead they published studies that described the reports as providing reassurance about the safety of the vaccines. Yeah. Nearly 8% of the 10 million users required medical attention or hospital care after they got the jab. Many others reported missing work, school, or other normal activities. And that top line data came from check the box surveys. So the same judge who ordered the release of the data ordered the agency in January to disclose free text entries from a different section in which individuals could describe their experiences. This is U.S. Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, appointed by former President Trump, dismissed the government's arguments that processing the responses and redacting sensitive information would require, oh, it's just too much work. It's overburdening. It's burdensome. The first two tranches made up of 780,000 reports from some 523,000 people. Folks, that's over a half million. Dozens of reports of heart inflammation, hundreds of reports of facial paralysis, thousands of reports of tinnitus ringing in the ears. Kaczmarek's order came in litigation brought by the Informed Consent Action Network, ICANN. It's a nonprofit. It's compelled to the release of a number of government files since the COVID-19 pandemic started. You see, if somebody wasn't looking out for this, see, now they want to know when this happened because free text entries aren't dated. Elizabeth Brehm, an attorney representing ICANN, said the group is seeking dates of the reports from the CDC. The group does know the entries are the earliest ones that the CDC got because VSafe was launched as the vaccines were rolled out in late 2020. The rest of the entries are expected to be produced on a rolling basis, and now they're going to have to figure out and demand when these free text entries came in, so they can figure out how pathologically dangerous this stuff is. Next question is, did she get the jab? Understand something. Kate Coughling was a member of the dance team at University of Kentucky. Her sister Abby, also a dance team member. You know, and it really breaks the heart. I mean, you know, to be a dance team, you've got to be really agile and pretty because they don't want to put, you know, that is just the way it works, folks. I'm not trying to demean anyone here by talking about it, but they're going to put attractive ladies out there in nice, cute outfits because it attracts attention. Well, Kate Coughling was one of those. But, you know, again, I read one of these obituaries. She died of bone cancer at age 20. Osteosarcoma. She was a sophomore at University of Kentucky. Aggressive form of bone cancer in June of last year. That's where she was diagnosed. She just passed. She was a nursing major with a 4.0 GPA. Even the Kentucky Athletic Department released a statement marking her passing. She was very loved by her team members. A nursing major with a 4.0. Smart woman. Did she get the jab? Osteosarcoma is an aggressive form of bone cancer. What about turbo cancers? We all know what's happening there. Is that one of the things that could happen? Well, apparently, I'd like to know whether her sister Abby got it too. She's also on the dance team. And see, like all these other obits, oh, she was wonderful and everybody's going to miss her and she left all of her, you know, her parents are in grief and no. You see, now we start getting really cynical every time we read one of these things going, why didn't they really tell us what caused it? Why didn't they say she got the shot? Well, that's a HIPAA. Well, really? Well, they just disclosed what she just died of. Isn't that HIPAA too? You know, see, if you don't ask questions, you know, you're underinformed. I hate to say it, but it's true. You're right on, Jeff. You got that right. And you sit there and you watch your Marine buddy at the table getting pricked in the heart and ears because he can't handle it. You can't handle the truth. It's maybe what you should have said. Hey, remember Jack Nicholson? Yep, you can't handle the truth. That's a lot of them are like that. And you're going to run into it no matter what you try to do. That's why we say ask a question with a question. Mario. You ever played Mario Brothers? Mario's woke. Yeah. Guess what Nintendo of America did? Just highlighted the importance of culturalization and DEI awareness in a job listing for a localization production specialist position based in Redmond, Washington. That Park Place reports the job description posted on Nintendo of America's career page outlines the various responsibilities for the role, with emphasis on the candidate's awareness of culturalization and DEI related topics. Yeah. The requirement is listed as one of the 18 bullet points under the localization duty section position. Yeah, they're woke. In pet news, we have a story because we're running out of time on the clock here. Into more than heavy petting, we have an advice columnist that talks about having sex with your pet in the room. Yes or no? Talks about how cats and dogs react to that. So should you keep them out of the room while you're having sex or no? Only if you or the dog are uncomfortable, or if the cat says, hey, I don't like the way she's whining, I'm going to jump on the bed and protect her. See, that's a fight or flight mechanism. Oh, it's a very interesting article. I don't want into graphic detail. You can read it for yourself. And of course, Kiss lives on. A Swedish entertainment group co-founded by ABBA's Björn Ulvaeus has acquired Kiss's music catalog, name and likeness of Kiss, and they're going to produce a movie about the band. Amazing, isn't it? Just thought we'd let you know. Oh, we're out of time for today. Just remember, you are not overinformed. You keep searching, you keep digging, you keep asking questions. Do something nice for people in your community today. Get out and socialize. Say hi to somebody you don't normally talk to. Show them a little loving out there. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.